Welcome to Tribulation News with your host, Dr. Elizabeth Motke. Today, I'll be discussing the Antichrist slash false prophet who is here. He came to power March 13th, 2013, and he is fulfilling Revelation 13 and many other prophecies that have rapidly happened since then. So, don't forget, you can also find me on tribulationnews.com, and you can also find me on Blog Talk Radio. So it's definitely worth checking out if you get the chance. Okay, now back to the Pope. Before I get to the Pope, I do have some alerts I do need to share. They are very, 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 very important. And then I'm going to read for you some articles that I have written that I posted on Before It's News. And then I'll dive right into the Pope. So lots to cover in a short amount of time. Please bear with me. I'm sure you're going to love every minute of it. Okay. This first alert is from Steve Quayle's site at stevequayle.com. The first one is possible Marine and FEMA mobilization in South Georgia. So with this person, this is what they had to say. I am a Marine Corps combat veteran living in Thomasville, Georgia. As of 10 a.m., March 25th, I personally spotted four AH-1 Whiskey Cobra attack helos carrying full ordnance, Hellfire's 1.75 millimeter rockets traveling on a northeast heading. Not even 2 hours later, myself and several Leo friends of mine spotted two CH-53 Sea Stallions headed in the opposite direction. As they move, these helos were not behaving as if they were in transit. They were at treetop level, lumbering across our town. I drove down to the FEMA warehouse. We have two in this town, one for supplies and the other federal regional office, which is on every online list as being an underground FEMA facility. Also, there are Ford F-350s loading pallets of supplies and ferrying back and forth to the federal regional office. And then he says, Steve, we could be wrong, but it looks like they are preparing to take cover or respond to some sort of crisis. So this is important because today I got confirmation from one of my other radio friends who has an intelligence source, and they are really ramping it up as of today. So that would be March 27th. You'll hear this on March 31st. But something is coming down very soon, and it sounds like martial law is about to be declared. So I'm giving you all a heads up now, and I pray you are ready, both physically and spiritually, more than anything, spiritually. This next one, in regards to getting ready for martial law, is another alert from Steve Quayle's site. UN troops spotted loading supplies into woods, Thurston County, out of Omaha, Nebraska. And this is what the person says. My husband called me a little while ago to let me know that he saw something strange. He is a trucker and was driving outside Omaha, Nebraska, in Thurston County on some back roads. Along the road, he spotted about 16 soldiers in uniform he had not seen before, which were blue, black, and gray. The troops did not look like Americans and glared at him as he passed. There were five Jeeps with no markings, and the troops were moving quickly to unload trailers and get it into the timbers. He didn't know what they were unloading, but he said it gave him chills. He called a friend who keeps up on these things, and he said they were UN troops. So things are really ramping up, and the more people know about what's coming down, the more they really ramp it up a lot faster. So this is very, very important, and please take it seriously. I cannot stress it enough. Because now, since the Antichrist took power, the covenant has been officially broken. So, and I concur that with my extensive research I have been doing. And I can assure you that I would not lie to you. I can assure you that everything I'm saying is directly out of the Bible and with current events. You don't believe me? Research it yourself. You'll be surprised at what you find. That's all I have to say. Okay. Now, with this article I wrote, it is called Covenant is Broken. It's on Before It's News, and it's under Tribulation News for finding this particular article if you'd like to read it yourself and find the hyperlinks in the meantime. This is what I wrote. Much has happened since the start of the new papacy under Pope Francis I. He has fulfilled precisely all the prophecies from the beginning of time to the present as displayed in St. Malachy or the Prophecy of the Popes. The list is huge, but he also fulfilled the secret societies by having him being born in the 1930s, and he appears to be possibly 6 or 9 feet tall, just as predicted. We are in perilous times, people, and now is the time to get your life right with Christ before it is too late. Here's the proof that he is the Antichrist slash false prophet. The day of the voting, a witness in sackcloth prayed in Vatican Square. This goes with Revelation 11. On March 12, 2013. And it appears to be Moses, if that is the case. Despite the occultism that took place, this is an indicator that we are in the middle of the tribulation. And any day now, they are going to make war against us saints while deceiving the entire world to worship the Antichrist, who also follows Satan through Babylonian images slash gods. Please do not fall for it, otherwise you will spend eternity in Sheol. Sheol is another word, it's a Hebrew word for hell. Another instance is that same night, he also made peace with the Jews. This occurred not only in Rome, but also with that of Israel because of him putting an end to animal sacrifice, as we see in Daniel 9, 26 and 27. Consequently, the Jewish people are angry and wanting to sue the government, but in reality, they are going after the wrong person. Hence, why an article calls the Antichrist a man of peace. But in reality, he is all about war. Just look at his history. Pope Francis is evil. What is interesting is that Mitzvah, which is another Hebrew word for Passover, began as of March 2008. And it also refers to the Passover sacrifice, I might add. It goes on, then I went on to say, with the animal sacrifices, and now it has stopped. It stopped as of March 13, 2013. That's why I say the covenant is broken. Next paragraph, I say, in regards to President Obama's visit next week, he'll be making an act of war by stepping foot on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, according to Hamas. Well, we know since then he didn't do that. An article today verifies that he is going there to not only be a human sacrifice, obviously he didn't do that, abomination that causes desolation, maybe, in the form of an assassination along with Joe Biden by his side, but he will cause civil unrest in the United States of America and war with Iran will begin. That's when I wrote this last week, or 2 weeks ago. But the main thing I want you to keep in mind is that we will have civil unrest, whether or not there is an assassination of Obama or not. We will have civil unrest. We are under the revived Roman Empire as of March 13, 2013, at 8:13 p.m. Notice all the 13s. That's very occultic. You can see that scripture is constantly getting fulfilled, but now at a more rapid pace. Please read the books of Daniel and Revelation in order to make light of current events. In fact, I encourage you to do a study on prophecy with the commentary to help you understand it, because you will be deceived if you do not understand the times we live. Regardless, now is the time to have your spiritual house in order, because the times we live are now happening swiftly, and the war against us saints is on. But not fully until an event or events do take place. Have you accepted Jesus today? Do you know where you are going to spend eternity? That's one article I wrote. I'm not done. I got three more, or two more. Another one, since we're going to be seeing this dichotomy occurring very soon. April will be the month for it to happen, more so. Besides seeing the Antichrist come to power this month. This next article I wrote is called Awake Versus Asleep. And then I go through and I define everything. So this is what I wrote. Time and again, I encountered those who choose to be asleep to what is really going on in this world. These individuals fail to do their research in the scriptures and with current events, and all are quick to judge and condemn those who are awake and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to this dying and depraved generation. Dictionary.com defines awake as the following. 1. To wake up, rouse from sleep. I awoke at 6 with a feeling of dread. Number 2. To rouse to action, become active. His flagging interest awoke. Number 3. To come or bring to an awareness, become cognizant, often followed by 2. She awoke to the realities of life. Number 4. Waking, not sleeping. Number 5, vigilant, alert. They were awake to the danger. I might add that I'm referring to those who are awake that are the bride of Christ. Those individuals who are ready to die for Jesus when their time comes, as we see in Philippians 1:21. Yes, the other individuals that are awake, I have seen with my own radio shows, however you want to put it, and with my other talk show host friends, with their listeners who tend to act ignorant and foolish by believing everything they hear, rather than researching it. In essence, these persons are lukewarm, and they will have to decide which side they will fight on when it hits the fan soon. Now I need to define for you asleep in accordance with dictionary.com. 1, in or into a state of sleep. He fell asleep quickly. 2, into a dormant or inactive state to rest. Their anxieties were put asleep. Number 3, into the state of death. Number 4, sleeping. He is asleep. Number 5, dormant, inactive. Number 6, of the foot, hand, leg, etc. Numb. Number 7, dead. Many of you right now are probably wondering what my point is in all of this, whether you are awake or asleep. This is a spiritual condition. The Lord has opened your eyes to what is going on if you are the bride of Christ. In fact, I have been awake since 2006, but more actively so since 2012. However, not many of you are fortunate out there, and you are choosing to be asleep because you are denying reality. I recently wrote an article entitled Covenant is Broken that was posted on here with Before It's News. The most inhumane response was that I am a Pharisee. As one can tell, this particular individual is asleep and definitely lost because that person does not know Jesus as Lord of their life. I got a good laugh out of their response because I looked at their other articles and all of them were hypocritical and evil. This is one example of many that show the spiritual state of the world today. This is the time in which we live. We either have those who are lost, lukewarm, asleep, or wide awake. Which of these categories are you? I would suggest that you seek the Lord Jesus Christ or risk eternal damnation because we are on the verge of a worldwide earthquake that will usher in this new world order, when in reality there's absolutely nothing new about it. If you don't believe anything that I'm saying, please study the Bible in depth and the most recent current events. You'll be surprised at what you encounter. I really don't care what you think of me because I must obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29. You're in my prayers and God bless you. Now, the most recent article that I wrote, a couple hours ago, entitled, The Time of Testing is Near. And this one, as you can probably have noticed, the last three articles or two articles I've read you, that my articles are very serious, very dire. They are very to the point and with huge warnings. Huge red flags should be popping up in your head by now. Huge, okay? I cannot stress it enough. And I will give you additional research type of websites to check out during this program. But you have to take what I say seriously because it is a matter of life with the Lord or eternal damnation. Which do you prefer? Okay, with this article I just wrote, The Time of Testing is Near, this is what I said. Time is getting shorter and shorter every day. I read of stories and news throughout the days, weeks, and maybe months that we have left before having to fight for our lives. In fact, I am not on the air as much as I used to be because I don't see the point of talking to those who are already awake or those who choose to be ignorant. My entire strategy and role in life has changed since the beginning of March, and I suggest that you walk in the Spirit of the Lord daily, Galatians 5, or you will be deceived when all evil does break loose. Are you prepared both spiritually and physically? If you're not, then you better do it now. We already have the Antichrist / false prophet in power, and many do not know who he is due to a lack of research as well as watching mainstream idiot media. I have discussed in depth who this guy is on my radio programs, and why scripture points to just one person and not two in these last days. Please listen to my latest news and information if you have the opportunity. You will quickly learn that they are very serious and dire warnings, and if you don't heed to them, then the worst will be coming your way and you will not be prepared. Do you really want that to happen to you or not? The choice is up to you. This is what I expect to see very soon based off scripture and current events. 1. Since the Antichrist / false prophet is in power, I do expect God's word to get more rapidly fulfilled in the last 42 months. 2. A major worldwide earthquake that will kill millions of people and the majority will not see it coming due to the lack of preparations. Many will either be with the Lord or face eternal damnation when this does occur. Three, according to my radio friends, Doug and Joe, the following is what they believe will happen next, and I concur on their analysis. Four, a false flag event will happen, whether this is the economy or World War III going hot. Five, a tightening of the reins from the Department of Homeland Security / FEMA to round up us Jews and Christians for the slaughter. Six, a blowback to the United States from North Korea, China, Russia, with the possibility of more countries involved in the near future by means of using nuclear weapons against us. After that, anything is possible for what happens to the USA. I want to remind you that in the previous paragraph that it may not happen in the exact order, but I can assure you that it will. All I know is that they, DHS, is ramping up more so against us, especially those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, that he is alive and living today. I confess to you that I have seen him, but even when I didn't see him, I still believe, and I always will, no matter what happens circumstantially. Hebrews 11 and 12. He has changed my life. Him as Lord of my life. I am willing to do whatever he wants me to do, and he has helped me through good and bad times. I love him so much that I will lay down my life for him when I am asked about my faith, even with the shotgun or whatever weapon is used against me. Revelation 6 and 12. I am not afraid because I know God is bigger than all this evil. And he'll conquer all in Psalm 27, 42 and 43, 91 and 125. In this world, I do not consider it my home. My home is with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I will not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I feel very strongly on my stand. And I don't care what you think of me or this article I have written. The Lord has led me to write what I did to prepare you for battle and to not be deceived when we see all of the evil in front of us very soon. Are you ready to accept Jesus as Lord of your life, or would you rather spend eternity in the fiery pit with weeping and gnashing of teeth? The choice is up to you. I want to encourage you to wake up and face reality and get your life right with him before it's too late. Here are my prayers. Okay, now I'm going to get to the articles to back up what I'm saying. Because I have a lot to cover in a short amount of time, and since time is getting shorter, need I say more? Okay, now when I mentioned that the covenant was broken, that particular article that I wrote, this is the article that I found that I referenced to within it. Temple Times Passover Sacrifice Mixed by Government. This was posted on the 15th, but if you read it, you quickly learn that it was done away with on the same day. If you do extensive research, that is, you have to do a lot of research. Don't just take me my word. Do your research, take it to the Lord in prayer. But from what I found out, this was done as of the 13th from my research. So, and the people were like, no, we don't want to have any part in this. We want to still keep doing our Passover lamb. We still want to take part in this. And they were trying to find a way to do that. Even that happened this week. And I'll get to that article in just a second. So basically what I'm saying is the people rebel because the Jewish people are stuck on, we have to do a Passover sacrifice. And in reality, they don't realize that the covenant was broken. That's why the government mixed it. That's why the Pope talked to the government on the 13th, the same day he talked to the Romans. He had to have. So I'm just stressing where I see things at. But please, do your research. You can find this on IsraelNationalNews.com if you'd like to read it in more detail. Now, with the most recent article about the temple, it says, Temple Activists Detained, Lamb Seized. That says plenty right there. Plenty right there. Read this article, and the people are very upset as well. And so, basically, they were rebelling, they did not let them do their sacrifice, and the police were involved, and it was just absolutely horrible. So I'm going to read this article to you. It says, Jerusalem police detectives detained right-wing activist Noam Federman and others by questioning Monday afternoon and seized the lamb the activists watched to sacrifice on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem's Old City
Police cited them for transporting an animal without a permit. Fetterman reacted by saying, "We demand to offer the Passover sacrifice, one of the most important commandments. The Jerusalem police are harming freedom of religion." Several temple movements tried to make the Pesach sacrifice on the Temple Mount Monday, expecting police to block their way, as has happened in previous years. The activists planned to assemble at the promenade near the Jaffa Gate of Jerusalem's Old City at 1:30 p.m. with the goals and lands they planned to sacrifice. At 1:45, led by Noam Fetterman, they were to begin advancing toward the Temple Mount with the hope of setting up what they term a minimal kosher altar there. The activists said that they know their chances of success are slim and noted that in previous years, police used force to block their way and arrest some of them as well as charge. Charge sheets were also filed against some of them on alleged unauthorized transport of animals and cruelty to animals. Some activists hoped, however, that police will be more sympathetic to their efforts because the new Knesset and government include temple activists like M.K. Moshe Feiglin and Minister Yuri Ariel in senior positions. The temple organization noted that hundreds of supporters have signed petitions calling the government to enable the Pesach sacrifice on the Temple Mount as part of the freedom of religion and worship that the government must allow by law. Activists held a sacrifice ceremony outside those city walls and opposite the Temple Mount on Thursday. So as you can tell, they rebelled. And we already know it's been broken. So these people are rebelling. And even then, they're going to eventually learn that they don't need to do the sacrifice anymore because Jesus was our final sacrifice. He did it once and for all, took away all the sins of the world, and he loves you very, very much. He loved you so much, he died, buried, and rose again. Are you accepting this, Lord, today before it's too late? If you do, please email me through my website at tribulationnews.com. But I hope this helps put things into perspective of what I am saying. Now, in regards more so with the Pope, because the Pope had everything to do with this. And like I said, if you read my articles on beforeitsnews.com, you can see the hyperlinks there. One excellent website to check out is BibleLight.net, LIGHT, Bible, LIGHT.net. Now, I'm going to make some ideas, some suggestions of what you may have noticed on the same day when he came to power. Okay, now when they mentioned, first of all, vicar of Christ, that means antichrist. It means substitute of Christ. They believe they are above Jesus Christ, which is complete blasphemy, okay? And then if you go back to history, the Roman Empire has been around since Old Testament times, the latter half of the Old Testament times. So this is very significant. And we know that the temple was destroyed in 586 and 70 AD, and they're in the process of trying to rebuild a third temple, but I think the Vatican are probably the ones to build that. And I also recommend you read the book Petrus Romanos. I've read that in like 2.5 days, and I absolutely highly recommend it. It will help put things in perspective, and it backs up everything I'm saying to you, because it is that crucial you understand who is behind controlling the entire world. And it is the Jesuits. Yes, the Jesuits. That is a cult, the Jesuits. And they are all within the Vatican, all around the globe. The Vatican controls the world. And the people that are in political positions adhere to them. They obey them. Hence, why we have all this chaos that's going to happen in our very own country. And why we have the Arab Spring going on, and why we have everything else going on. So I'm just saying that if you really think about it, who else would be behind it all but the Jesuits? And now we have a Pope who is a Jesuit, and the Order of the Black Robes, which reminds me of Harry Potter, for crying out loud. And so the Order of the Black Robe is in particular of the fact that he is a military commander, okay? And he is the one that told Pope Benedict what to do, He is the one that told Pope John Paul II what to do, and who knows how many others what to do. So, yeah, very, very, very worth much considering. And on that same day, if you were watching actual mainstream media, which I did for about 15 minutes, and I said no more, in the midst of babysitting that day, I heard them say, "We went to the ends of the earth to find this guy." That's a big fat lie. They said that in order to exalt him as the alien savior. And did you notice that when he came out on that Temple Mount, that he and his cohorts were wearing scarlet and purple? Look at Revelation 17. Revelation 17. The code word Babylon was used to refer to Rome. Many people think that it refers to the United States. No. No, not at all. In fact, the United States was originally called Atlantis. Yes, of all things. And America means basically the seat of Lucifer. Yeah, I don't fully get it, but it's very evil and twisted. So, yes, you see the scarlet and purple. In fact, did you know that they're supposed to be wearing blue in their robes, but they don't? That goes back to Old Testament times when the priests had scarlet, purple, and blue in their robes. Yeah. So since they're not doing that, that is blasphemy. And did you also notice he immediately broke Catholic tradition and he didn't even follow the book? He has not been following the book since he took power. He's breaking not only Catholic tradition, but now he is calling for a one world religion. Crying out loud. Did you hear what I just said? One world religion. No one else has called for that. He's also calling for world peace in that. And for everyone to unite. Don't fall for it. Okay? Do not fall for it. You fall for it, you know where you're going to spend eternity. Because you're taking the mark of the beast at that point. You will be in hell. Need I say more? You will be there. Do not fall for it. And the deception will be great. It will be like nothing like you've ever seen in your lifetime. Do not fall for it. Remember that God is bigger. Stay focused on His word and His ways, and you will not be deceived. Walk in His spirit. Let's see here. What else happened on that day? I already mentioned that he was born in the 1930s. That's a prophecy fulfillment. And he is a giant. That's a prophecy fulfillment. Because I remember even before he got elected, I remember reading an article that the Vatican was in the process of making larger robes and a larger hat and everything else to fit his head and his body. And that's huge, because that's what all these people in the world were looking for, someone that would be tall and to come and say, peace. Well, when everyone all hears that, they're going to think, oh, we're in the new age. Hence, we all have all this new age crap on the internet and on the TV. Excuse my language, but this is a righteous anger coming out. So, those are the things I noticed. And there also was a UFO there on that same night when he came to power. Now, I want to remind you, the UFO thing, those are the demons. Demons. Nephilim, which have six fingers on each hand and six toes. They have 24 altogether, and they have a double set of teeth. Those are the Nephilim, or Nephilim, however you want to say it. And the giants are 6 feet or more that we will see as well. And you can read about that actually in the Old Testament. You can see it in 2 Samuel. You can see it in Genesis. I mean, it's there, people. You cannot deny it. And guess what's about to happen? We're about to see everything from the beginning of time until now, right in front of us. Once it all hits the fan, it's going to be right in front of us. So, in regards to some more information about the Pope, you can look at the word Vicar Filii Dei, okay, Vicarius
Fili Dei, which adds up to 666. Vicarious means substitute for. Fili means son. Dei means God. And I also might add that the papacy, let's see if I can keep my train of thought here straight. They have claimed in their own documentation that they are the Antichrist. They have also claimed that they are Babylon, and they are also Mystery Babylon. And also, if you look at the prophecy of the Pope from St. Malachi, or St. Malachi, Rome will be burned. And look at Revelation 18. 1 hour, one day. The city of seven hills. Who was controlling the world but Rome? And it makes perfect sense. Jesus was martyred by the Roman Empire. You see the prophets of old experiencing martyrdom from the Roman Empire. Need I say more? So there's just so much going on that I cannot stress it enough. Remember, that website to check out is BibleLight.net. They also claim that they are the vicar of the Son of God. That means they believe they are above God himself. That is blasphemy. There's just so much I could cover here. As of 1929, there was a treaty called the Lantern Treaty that occurred. And at that time, that was their wound that was healed, I might add. That's mentioned in scripture. And that is when they made the popes kings, the last seven, and the eighth is now included in it. And Revelation 17 speaks of that. Need I say more? So, if you want to know what the word Vatican means, here is basically some of what it means. The Vatican Hill takes its name from the Latin word Vaticanus, a Vaticini Verendis, in allusion to the oracles of Vaticania, which were anciently delivered here. So, but if you look, this is all on BibleLight.net, the territory on the right bank of the Tiber between Monte Mario and Giancolo was known to antiquity as the Ager Vaticanus, and owing to its marshy character, the low-lying portion of this district enjoying an ill repute. The origin of the name Vaticanus is uncertain. Some claim that the name comes from a vanished mutisterous town called Vaticum. And yes, they use a lot of Latin. But what's interesting is if you do the actual research, Vaticanus means prophetic. And if you look at some other words here, Vaticanus mons, let's see, I'm looking right in front of me here, prophesying, soothsaying, prophecy. So you see, they flat out believe they are prophets. These Jesuit people believe they are prophets. Give me a break. It's complete blasphemy the way they do things. So you see how the Antichrist and false prophet fit into it? It's the same person. And what's interesting is if you look further into this, you see in Revelation 13, the leopard, the lion, and the bear, those are in reference to specific countries. If you do your research through this BibleLight.net to begin with, you will get your answers right then and there, what they're referring to. But what's interesting is that they mention the dragon. John mentions the dragon on the sea. And they gave that dragon, they said, this dragon's wonderful. And because of that, they gave authority to the beast. But then if you look at the beast of the earth, he spoke like a dragon. Look at how those two fit hand in hand with the revelation of the beast of the sea and the beast of the earth. It's the same person. It's the same person. This is something that the Lord revealed to me this past week. It is the same person. And if you look at the name of Vatican, you look at Vicar of Christ, you do your extensive research, you'd be surprised at what you find out. I'm telling you, this is the times we live. It is Rome. I have no doubt in my mind. No doubt at all. Okay? So, now here's the actual definition of Vatican. Official papal residence, the papal government. Vatican City, independent papal state within Rome, Italy. And what's interesting is you can actually find how the Vatican City came about. And you can learn about the obelisks, and you can learn about their temple that goes with the obelisk that we have in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. used to be called Rome, Maryland, before they renamed it Washington, D.C. Yeah. So it's just absolutely amazing the times we live. And it makes perfect sense. Now, when they speak of the old woman prophecy, this is important as well. A woman in prophecy symbolizes a church. You see this in Revelation 19, 7 and 8, 2 Corinthians 11, 2, 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10, 1 Peter 3, verses 3, 4 and 5, Revelation 12, 1 and 2. The list goes on. And the symbol of the sun, Malachi 4, 2, Psalm 119, 172, the symbol of the moon, Psalm 89, verse 37, John 5, 39, the symbol of the stars, Revelation 1:20, Daniel 12:3, Revelation 12:17, the apostate church. However, the woman described in Revelation 17 represents an apostate church, the direct opposite of the true and faithful church represented by the woman described in Revelation 12, while the Roman Catholic Church readily and willingly identified itself as the woman of Revelation 12, the bride of Christ, as it precisely and graphically described in Revelation 17, verses 1 and 2. Now, Revelation 17:3, we learn about, and 17:18, we learn about the church and state. Revelation 17:3 says, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns." Okay, now, 10 horns refer to 10 countries, referring to 10 kings. Syria just fell, and Assad is dead. So, this is going to give more rise to the Antichrist slash false prophet who is in Rome. Or as Revelation says, beast and false prophet who is in Rome. Notice that Revelation does not say beast or false prophet. That would mean two separate people. It says beast and. That means one. Because we have and in between. That means one, not two separate things. So this is huge, people. The woman of Revelation 17 rides a symbolic beast. A beast in scripture in which is a symbolic of an empire or state. And examples of this are explained in Daniel 7, where a lion is represented Babylon, a bear represented Medo-Persia, and a leopard represents Greece. Oh, I just gave you the answers for Revelation 13. Therefore, the woman of Revelation 17, riding a beast is symbolic of the combining of it, ecclesiastical power of the church, the woman, and political power of the state, the beast, i.e. a church in control of state power. Revelation 17:18, "And the woman which thou sawest in that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth." What's going on? The Jesuits. Yeah. The Vatican City is the seat of the Roman Catholic Church, and since the Lateran Concordat of 1929 is also an independent country, the epitome of church and state combined. The full formal diplomatic title in Italian is Stato della Città del Vaticano, as shown as the coin below, which you can also look up and find on the web. And then women churched in dress in scarlet purple, as I mentioned in Revelation 17. They wear that in Rome, and you saw that on the day the Antichrist took power. So it breaks it down further on that. The harlots, church's missing color. which is
blue.
Exodus 28 would be worth checking out, and Revelation 17, Numbers 15, Deuteronomy 22. By the way, the Ten Commandments, the very first ones that were actually done, they were of blue sapphire. They were cut out from the throne of God, as you see in Exodus 20. And there is proof of that. The second stone tablets, maybe were made out of stone, that I believe could very well be the case. But isn't that amazing how God works? So, yes, I've mentioned time and again that they are committing blasphemy. They also have a crown, a third-tiered crown for the Pope. Revelation 17:4, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup, which I'll get to here in just a little bit about the golden cup, in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And if you look at the crown, it's amazing, but it's also blasphemy. The next part, the cup of doctrinal fornication, the wine of Babylon, is the precept of men. Revelation 17:4, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. 500 diamonds encrusted the golden chalice, a gift of Sultan Abdul Meji for Pope Pius IX's election, and first used by Pius IX on December 18, 1854, at the Mass proclaiming the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Pope John Paul II, dressed in purple, holds a golden cup during the Papal Analogy Mass on March 12, 2000. Some cardinals in attendance wore both prophetic colors of purple and scarlet. To look at the scripture, you have Jeremiah 51, Isaiah 28, 29, Matthew 15, Revelation 18. So I could go on and on and on with this website. It is absolutely fascinating. I just want to, here's one point I wanted to get to as well. The beast that was and is not and yet is mentioned in Revelation 17 on multiple occasions. The beast that was is papal sovereignty and persecution, 1,260 years. Remember, scripture says one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like a day. They took that literal, and I totally can understand on that. That was back in 538 to 1798 AD, where you have the word is not. Papal sovereignty lost, 1798 to 1929. Remember, 1929 is when you have the Lannan Treaty that was signed. And then, and yet is, papal sovereignty restored, 1929 to, as of now, 2013. And which could very well be 2016 at the end of the 42 months. So, and remember, Rome as city of seven mountains or hills was spoken of in Revelation 17. And the Catholics time and again try and rebut everything. But I'm telling you, they're the ones that are out to kill anyone that believes in Jesus. And that is Jews and Christians. And they are proud about it. They're the ones that changed the Sabbath, the day when we're supposed to be praising God, the first day of the week, as the early church did in Acts, to a Sunday, and they were proud about it. So they're going to be proud about to have our blood too, because that's the Jesuit mindset, the evil. They're worshiping these Babylonian gods, demons. They're all demons, and you're going to see them very soon. And some are already seeing them. So they're drunken with the blood of the saints, and they're going to be more drunk because their sins or iniquities go clear to the sky of heaven. They're that high. Yeah, ever since Old Testament times, people. Okay, now that I have discussed that in detail, I'm going to briefly get to some other quick articles here. Petrus Romanos, Pope Francis, installed March 19, 2013. This is on Before It's News. There were a ton of articles posted on Before It's News about the Pope, which I encourage you to check out as well. So since he's the last pope, the 112th, he obviously, like I mentioned, he's a Jesuit. But what's interesting about the name he chose, he does have Peter in his name, the name that he chose. So if you look at that, it says Francisco di Pietro, or Peter, di Bernardone, literally Peter the Roman. So he fulfills that prophecy of St. Malachi or Malachi. So this is very huge. It also gives a history of it as well. Now, there are also videos, a video with three videos in it, mentioned of the secret of the Jesuits. You can find this one before Forex News. This will absolutely floor you once you hear it and watch it. It is absolutely amazing. And it clears everything up. Another article. St. Francis of Assisi prophecy, the coming destroyer. Yeah, and he's starting to fulfill his role since he's taken power on that. He's not following typical tradition, and he's doing whatever he wants. He's a man of lawlessness. He's a man of sin, as we see in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 to 3. So, yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I'm not going to really read a lot of what he says because it's blaspheming and makes me sick. But if you even break down his name, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, you actually do get 666. And that goes with Revelation 13. There is no other name out there. I mean, I typed in Barack Hussein Obama and I didn't even get 666. And people think, oh, he's the Antichrist. No, he's not. This person in Rome really is the Antichrist. It makes perfect sense. Do your research. You'd be surprised what you find out. Here's another one. The new Pope Francis I is a high-level, fourth-bow Jesuit provincial serving the Black Pope. So there are three videos with that. And then it gives the history of the Jesuits and how the Jesuits are. They are the ones that train the Illuminati. They're the ones that train the Freemasons. They're the ones that have done all of that from the beginning of time till now. And so it is so, so important that you get what I'm saying. Then there's another article on the symbolism of Pope Francis. Okay, there's a lot of symbolism. And did you notice, I don't know if you experienced this or not, but did you notice when he first came out that there was the way he acted was very not normal? I mean, he didn't even smile. I mean, I don't think someone in that position would smile, for one thing. But could you feel the evil from off of him? Were you kind of in a trance from what you saw? Or every time you see his face, do you get in a trance? I'm telling you, there's something not good about him. And I'm not the only one feeling it. So they break down his name again in this article. And what's interesting is the person says, does the birth of the San Francisco Pope constitute a symbolic San Francisco deep impact, big one, or was it yet another more urgent omen? So it's kind of interesting how they mention San Francisco in this article because of St. Francis. Kind of reminds me of like the movie that they mentioned, Deep Impact. Pontiff literally means bridge maker. San Francisco is known for its Golden Gate Bridge. Pope, pole shift in Latin America. Pope or pole shift. We're talking about the Northern Hemisphere transferring energy and focus to the Southern Hemisphere. Celestial reflected in the sun undergoing its own magnetic pole shift. Right now at the peak of the 11-year solar cycle. The rise of South American Pope or prophetically when the great pontiff changes his abode / hemisphere. So there's just so much information. I could go on and on. Another article. All Hail Francis, the New World Order Pope. These are all before its news. They quote in here Revelation 17. And you're looking at him. He doesn't look like a normal person. He doesn't. He's definitely that alien savior that people claim him to be, even though he's not. He's Satan in the flesh. And so, don't get me wrong, I love those who are not into the paganistic side of Catholicism. I love those who are Christians that are Catholics. Okay, there are such things as Catholic Christians. I love those people. But anyone that practices paganism, like the Jesuits or any kind of Babylonian worship of demons, my heart breaks for you. Anyone that practices this New Agey crap that we see on the internet radio, that we see on TV, that we see in the internet period, you're deceived. And guess who came up with that? The Vatican. Okay? You are deceived if you practice that. And you are very much lost. Very much. So, another article. He committed blasphemy on March 22nd. But if you think about it, he did that even the first day he came to power. Because he exalted himself as God right then and there. So they actually directly quote him here. And I'm going to actually read this paragraph for you. It says, in a speech, Pope blasphemes against the word of God, addressing the crowd, including representatives of diplomatic corps. He said, in this work, the role of religion is fundamental. It is not possible to build bridges between people while forgetting God. But the converse is also true. It is not possible to establish true links with God while ignoring other people. Hence, it is important to intensify dialogue among the various religions, and I am thinking particularly of dialogue with Islam. At the mass marking the beginning of my ministry, I greatly appreciated the presence of so many civil and religious leaders from the Islamic world, and it also important to intensify outreach to non-believers so that the difference which divide and hurt us may never prevail, but rather the desire to build true links of friendship between all peoples, despite their diversity. But it's a difficult journey if we do not learn to grow in love for this world of ours. Thank you again for the work that you do alongside the Secretary of State to build peace and construct bridges of friendship and fraternity. And there's more to it than that. But just reading that makes me sick. So, because he's calling for a one world religion in there, saying in a roundabout way, he's calling for peace, and he's acting New Agey by saying, you need to love one another. Well, look at what Jesus did when he was on this earth. He spoke about more hell than heaven. He didn't come to be in peace, but a sword. And that's because people have to decide if they're going to follow him or not. And look at where we're at now in history. There is a sword. It's obviously, there's a sword that's dividing the people worldwide. So, what I am basically saying is that we're at that time in history, and I have ample proof time and again. You can get all of the reports, news, and find it there. You can type in his name on Google or startpage.com and do research there extensively as well. You can get on the Papal Library website and find blasphemy there. I'm telling you, there's so much proof backing up what I am saying that you cannot deny it. Otherwise, I would not bring it to your attention and say it with confidence, because this is where the Lord has led me. And I've been thinking about it for a while before my friend brought it to my attention. So this is very, very, very important, because this is a matter of your soul. If you take that mark, you will be eternally damned. But if you do not, you'll be eternally with the Lord. It is better to die for Christ than to live for this world. Which is more important? Temporary or eternal? That is the question. Here's another article. It is entitled, as soon as I bring it up here, March 19th, Feast of St. Joseph and Inauguration of Pope Francis in Rome. Now remember, this was 1 week before the Passover. Jesus came 1 week before the Passover, before he was martyred, where he's died, buried, and rose again. And that was on Saturday to Saturday. I was told in Bible college Sunday to Sunday. That's a lie. If you don't believe me, go to Daniel's Timeline.com. Daniel's Timeline.com. And you can also watch the video on YouTube. It's about 2.5 hours, or 3.5. It's pretty lengthy, but it's well worth it. And he breaks it down further. The moon phase is everything. So this is huge, because that's also blasphemy right there. And that proves how he is making himself out to be God when he's not. Okay? This is huge. Many people thought, oh, Obama's the Antichrist, because he's coming 5 to 6 days before. No, he's not. And people saw the palm branches and all that. No, that's a deception. And people fell for it. Don't fall for it. Because when the real deception comes, it's not going to be pretty. It is not going to be pretty. And it's almost here. All we need is something to hit the fan, and it will be raining down hellfire for everybody. And it will happen. I've already talked about it. It will happen. And it's supposed to happen. So this is blasphemy, the fact that he was inaugurated 1 week before Passover, just as what Jesus did. He came 1 week before Passover and into Jerusalem, I might add. And yeah, this is huge. Next headline, Pope Francis now urges all religions to unite, and he spake as a dragon. Revelation 13. So this is huge. I've already spoken about that earlier. Another article. The wicked gesture during Holy Week be seen by those who keep their eyes open. So this basically is a speech and him insulting himself as God. Yeah. Another article. THC 48, Catholic Conspiracies, Vatican Crimes, and the Pope's Resignation with Kevin Annett. And they basically discuss how there's so much going on with them. I might add, what I am saying is not conspiracy. Nothing I'm saying is conspiracy, but fact. Everything is fact. Okay? It is right in front of you. If you deny it, it's on you. You cannot deny reality anymore. I want you to fess up and deal with it now. Because if you do not deal with it now, the blood is not on my hands, but it's on yours because of your denial. I warned you. I am doing what God has called me to do. Okay? So, the article here, this was just posted today. Pope Francis the Humble, long-awaited healer of wounds or envoy of the final deception. Remember, he'll be doing counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. He's already doing counterfeit everything else. Think of what's coming, people. And he is a destroyer. He is deceiving the world. And a lot of people are falling for it. And I already discussed the temple. So if you get the chance, please just check out all of this, because that's just how late the hour is. My heart has been in mourning for a very long time, but now the game is on. All the chess pieces are in place. The game is on. And either you're ready or you're not at this point. And I want you to be ready. You need to be studying the Bible, praying. You need to know God, walking in His Spirit, and to do whatever He calls you to do. I know my role. I will not discuss that on the air what my role is. I know my role when it hits the fan. But I want you all to have your role figured out to some degree. Although you may not know fully because of the specific location you're in. But I want to stress to you, you can know it to some degree before it does hit the fan. You can know it. But that's only if you're walking in the Spirit of the Lord. Otherwise, you will not know it. So, I want to encourage you to stay focused on Jesus. And remember, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21. Acts 5:29. I must obey God rather than men. I could quote scripture after scripture after scripture. But you have to be able to do that yourself too. Because if you don't, this evil will overpower you and it does hit the fan. And you will be deceived because they'll make it out to be, oh, we can live in peace and harmony and get along. You know what? We can't. Because Jesus is the one that can ultimately bring peace on this earth. And He will in the next 3.5 years. He will. All in His timing, He will. But the Antichrist will not, because he is Satan in the flesh. He is here to bring war. He hates you. He hates me. The Satan himself comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And guess who's here? He's been here for a very long time, but now we have the Antichrist in power. Do not fall for it, people. Do not fall for it. Well, I want to thank you all for listening to my show. I hope you found it very helpful, and I hope I didn't scare you too much. But I will be living in the moment like you are and taking it one day at a time. And I encourage you to stay focused on Jesus and his word and to get to know him as best you can. And if you do accept Jesus as Lord of your life today as a result of this program, please email me through my website at tribulationnews.com or directly through bbsradio.com. So whatever the case is, there is hope. There is hope. Jesus is our hope. Satan will be the downfall of those who fall for this deception. And I can tell you at least 95% of this world will fall for it. And then it's about 7 billion. That's really sad. So God bless you, and thank you all for listening, and have a great rest of the week. Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Maki. Thank you for listening today. Please make a donation at BBS Radio at radio station number 2 under the Tribulation News link. That is on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for your time and your willingness to listen to the latest news and latest information that is pertinent as we enter perilous times.